44 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's a Tuesday morning with James Timberlake.
Is that my new show title?
Yeah.
Tuesday morning with
Tuesday
James Timberlake.
Tuesday morning with James Timberlake.
Good
anything,
morning.
Do you have anything earth-shattering you want to share?
Earth-shattering? No, not right now.
Nothing? Okay.
Not earth-shattering.
All right, nothing earth-shattering.
No.
How'd the co-ed softball team do last night?
It was a little bit of a struggle. We were missing a couple people, so we were already...
Too.
Yeah, it was a little chilly. I did maybe a top three most embarrassing thing.
You
athletically?
Did?
Yeah.
Really?
So I've been working out, you know, I've been
right, yes.
on the
yeah,
health
yeah.
kick and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
I consider myself a relatively athletic person.
Right.
Played baseball for a long time. But yesterday, it was chilly outside, cold.
Right.
Didn't feel great. I wore a sweatshirt. And I pulled both of my quads. Not one of them, both of them. Running to first base.
No.
Yeah. I had to, that was like first at bat. I was like, oh, that didn't feel good.
That hurt.
And then every time I got on base afterwards, I had to get a runner. And I was like, man, this is embarrassing. I'm supposed to be the young guy. And I'm getting a runner because I pulled both of my quads just running to first base. That was a rude awakening for me.
I've had four knee surgeries.
Yeah.
And I'd love to play,
mm-hmm.
but I really don't want a fifth.
Yeah. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibilities.
Just, there just comes a point where you go... I really don't want to take the chance.
Yeah.
And that's understandable. On a fifth surgery.
Yeah.
Okay? Or something else. Whatever. Okay. Well, good. It was a little chilly last night.
Yeah, I think that's why it happened. I was just probably tight.
Probably. Hey, birthdays today. Former First Lady, educator Jill Biden is 74 today.
Okay.
Anderson Cooper is 58. CNN journalist.
Mm-hmm.
1621. We're going to go back a few years. The Dutch West India Company receives a charter for New Netherlands, now known as... learn something new today.
The West Indies.
Now, New Netherlands.
I have no idea.
New York.
Oh.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense.
It does. 1888, the poem, Casey at Bat.
Okay.
By Ernest Thayer, first published by the San Francisco Daily Examiner. 1916, the ROTC program, ROTC program, established by an act of Congress on
mm-hmm.
this date. All right. 1935, the French liner Normandy set a record on its maiden voyage by crossing the Atlantic in 4 days.
Oh, speedy.
That's like major league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm really happy we invented planes.
Right. 1942, the Battle of Midway begins, Japan's first major defeat in World War
II. Turning point in
yes.
the Pacific.
Big turning point. 1948, the 200-inch reflecting telescope at the Palomar Mountain Observatory is dedicated in California.
Cool.
I saw, and I'm going to probably get this wrong, I was in a discount store this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I saw they were selling a 96-inch TV, and I was like, oh, man.
96-inch TV, okay.
I think it was. I think it was that
All
big.
Right.
I was like, man, oh, live.
That's a little big.
Pretty soon I'll just have the movie theater stuck
yeah,
in
exactly.
your house, huh? Wow.
All you need is the projector, and then you've got the movie theater.
Oh,
that's too big for me.
You better have a big room.
Yeah. I mean, it could just be a home theater setup.
Right, yeah.
Somebody wants that.
Yeah. If I was like, I hadn't seen one, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's big. Chocolate macaroon day.
Okay.
I'll take it.
I don't know if I've ever had
Did you get in on the treats upstairs yesterday?
Yeah. Come on.
Jeez,
of course I
know. They're still there, too.
Yeah, I know. And I'm going to have more. Of course. And that's the plan.
The thing with it is, James, we can cheat a little.
Yeah.
Because they're like a half
yeah,
inch by
squares.
Half inch squares. Jim Schillinger brought them.
Yeah, he did. He always has extras.
And
it brings them in.
And it's the key to it, though, James, is that we don't grab a handful.
Yeah,
we
true.
Just grab one or two.
Yeah.
You can get away with two.
You can get away with two. Yeah. Well, they're a little square. You can probably get away with three if you want to.
You probably could get away with
a little
with
squares.
Two. Let's maybe do five.
Yeah, why not? Hey, if you're going to go to...
If we do that, man, then we're up to a full-size brownie.
If you're
going to
do that
time,
and then go
right?
play softball, pull both your quads.
Pull
what does it matter anyways?
Right. You could be eating treats on the sideline.
Yeah.
While you're stretching it out.
While
you're stretching out, man. Have a donut. Have a little brownie.
That would be me. I'm not kidding you. That was embarrassing yesterday for me. I was like, man.
You know, you get hurt.
Well, I know.
Happen.
But I was just running. I was doing something every person has done for their entire life.
Well, you're only 26.
Yeah, exactly. That makes it worse.
26?
I'm 27.
27. Okay. 27. Yeah,
I did a little run, and I was like, a little tender.
Pulled them there, huh?
Yeah.
Probably because of the cold.
Probably.
It can happen, James. Today's egg day.
Okay.
You like eggs?
Yeah, I love eggs.
I do, too.
Probably eat more eggs in a week than anything else.
I haven't eaten it for a while, but I bought some recently.
Mm-hmm.
Not because the price went down.
Yeah.
I just bought them.
Eggs are kind of paying attention to the price. Eggs are kind of, we have the mantra, the three things that every American citizen is obliged to: life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Right.
We should add a fourth thing on there. Eggs.
Eggs.
Life, liberty, eggs, and the pursuit of happiness.
Okay, it's egg day. Go have an egg. It's also World Clubfoot Day.
Okay.
All right. It is World Cider Day. So have some cider.
Yeah.
Let's have some cider with our brownies.
I'm not a huge cider guy, I'll be honest with you.
Really? I like it in the wintertime.
Yeah, in the wintertime.
I don't know if I'd enjoy it as much with a brownie, but
yeah,
by itself, yeah. Insect Repellent Awareness Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Love conquers all day, James.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Campbell's Soup. They said.
Goated.
What's that?
Goated. Chicken noodle. Oh, man. I'll have that forever.
Okay. Just dropped some major tea about America's cooking habits.
Nice. That's a good intro line for a joke.
Yeah. The soup's giant CEO revealed consumers highest level of sales since early 2020. Food manufacturer says due to the economic uncertainties and food prices.
Yeah. I was going to say that, or a lot of people are sick. A lot of people getting sick.
I'm just eating at home more.
Yeah. Campbell's relatively cheap in terms of soup.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see what, the Top Ramen people are probably swimming in cash
top
right now.
Top Ramen,
yeah.
All right,
69 cents a pack.
That was a college staple.
Yeah. Also, easy.
See, but you know what I did with my ramen noodles, and I haven't had ramen for a long time. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm thinking about it, I might go have
ramen's some. Good.
It is good. I used to drain it.
Yeah,
I'd mix it up, you know, and I didn't want to, you know, drink it, so I'd just drain that.
Oh, so you're just eating the noodles?
Then just eat the noodles.
What the heck? No broth, just straight noodles? That's kind of crazy.
Well, yeah, maybe drink the broth and then eat the noodles by themselves.
You want to know that a key for, I'll give you some, here's a little James T. ramen tip for you.
Okay.
You do an egg, put an egg in the ramen, a little bit of peanut
butter.
After
the ramen's cooked?
No, you do it with it
while
as part of the cook. Yeah, yeah.
So, then, wow.
So, like, if you're making legitimate ramen, you put it on a, like, in the bowl, cover it, put the egg in there so it cooks in there with the ramen. And then, at the end, when you're going to stir it up and everything, you've dumped it out, you kind of strained it.
Right.
It's a little bit of peanut butter. It's like a knife.
Are you kidding me?
I'm serious. A knife of peanut butter, put it in there, and then stir it. It'll change your life.
James, I'm going to try that.
I'm
just
not
for you.
Joking.
Okay,
I'll give you the official recipe. I'll show it to you
because I don't think I own a package of ramens, so I'll have to go buy some.
I'll show you the.
Mine was not the official
recipe, but I'll show it to you.
All right, I'll try it.
It's good.
A little bit.
Just a knife. Like a knife.
So what's it taste like then?
It's a little bit sweeter. It adds a little bit of sweetness to it.
Really?
It's really good. It's crazy.
Okay.
Blew my mind when I had it.
Really.
Yeah.
What prompted the peanut butter?
I saw it as a recipe. It was like there's a chef that makes ramen, like a famous ramen chef, and that was like his secret. You got to put a little bit of peanut butter in there. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Hey, it's not the weirdest thing we would have eaten on this show. You guys, you and Trevor had Oreos and sour cream.
That tasted like cheesecake.
And it tasted like cheesecake.
It did. And we finally got you to try, and you're like,
and I'm like, oh, it tastes like cheesecake.
It tastes like cheesecake. Yes, you couldn't believe us. There was people all over Sheridan trying that out.
Exactly. Oreo sales went through the roof.
Had people stopping me in the store. In fact, somebody stopped me and says they had it in their cart, that Oreos
sour cream.
Sour cream.
That's funny.
All right. Here you go, James. Team of scientists from China and the University of Massachusetts have created contacts that allow people to see in total darkness.
Cool. Wow. I'm surprised that hasn't been a thing already, to be honest with you.
And even with their eyes shut.
Oh. Oh, so you can see, you can literally see the back of your eyelids?
Say you don't want to wear them to bed. According to a study published in the journal Cell.
You never want to wear your contacts to bed.
There's some light reading for you. The journal Cell. ABC News reports, it is all made possible by tiny nanoparticles in the soft lens material, absorbs infrared light and converts it into visible images, essentially giving humans the kind of vision only seen in the sci-fi movies. When wearing them, you still see everything normally in the dark.
Hmm.
Military is already using it.
Yeah, that's not surprising. You never want to go to sleep with your contacts in, by the way.
No,
that's
you don't.
Bad idea.
Is this personal experience?
No, I just know.
Do you have contact lenses?
I use them for sports. So I don't worry about breaking my glasses or whatever.
Well, I don't blame you.
Yeah. Not ideal.
Now you got to worry about your quads.
Yeah, I know.
Don't worry about your glasses.
I
got to
wear the copper tone stuff.
You might as well wear some big might as well wear some big glasses or something. Yeah. You know? You have a better chance, and then you pull your quads.
Just put me out there with the crutches on, and I'll find a way.
Okay. Isn't that wild?
That's pretty cool. They'll be open to buy from the public.
They say they're even better than anything that's in
goggles?
Than the nighttime goggles.
That makes sense. Well, I mean, you got much better peripherals if you don't have to have goggles over your face.
And, of course, they said, you know, practical real-world uses. Giving surgeons the ability to pinpoint hidden tumors using infrared technology without needing to look at a separate monitor.
Wow. Whoa.
Okay. That's big-time stuff.
We're getting
into
some cyberpunk type stuff there.
I know, right? Is that cool or what?
That's pretty cool.
You know, we're talking about...
Sign me up.
I know. Talking about food?
Yeah, always.
How about some food you should not refrigerate?
Hmm. Yes.
Tomatoes.
Okay.
They can cause the tomatoes to lose their flavor.
Yeah.
Okay. Store them at room temperature.
Okay.
Potatoes. Cold temperatures will convert the starches and potatoes into sugars, resulting in an undesirable sweet flavor.
And then you get a sweet potato.
Then you get a... We hate sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Onions. Refrigerating onions can make them soft and moldy.
Mm-hmm.
Store them in well-ventilated area away from potatoes to prevent spoilage. So don't put your onions in the refrigerator.
Okay.
Garlic.
Yeah.
To sprout and become rubbery in the refrigerator. Avocados. I love avocados.
Yeah.
But
avocados are great.
I don't put them in the refrigerator.
No.
Room temperature. Refrigeration will slow the ripening process.
Yeah.
Bread. Don't store bread in the refrigerator.
It'll
dry it out and become stale faster. See, I don't do any of those.
You can freeze bread.
I'm following the rules pretty good there. I'm
trying to think if I've ever seen any of those in the fridge at home. And I don't think so.
Okay. So there you go.
You can freeze bread, though.
Speaking of freezing.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. An extraordinary moment that blends the miracles of science and love. A Tennessee woman, James, made history, giving birth to a baby girl conceived from a frozen embryo that has been stored for 27 years.
Cool.
She is 29.
Hmm.
The embryo has been stored for 27. Delivered a healthy daughter.
Wow. Weird.
Weird? It's hard to wrap your mind around that. So the embryo...
So are they... Okay,
is 27 years old. She's 29.
The mom is 29.
The mom's 29.
Huh. Can't count it.
Wow.
You're one now. Or zero.
A rare event not only marks a major breakthrough in reproductive medicine, but also highlights a growing yet often overlooked path to parenthood. Embryo adoption. Wow. As couples continue to navigate infertility.
Yeah. I mean, that's one way to do it.
Isn't that crazy?
That's pretty cool.
Well, it is. It's just kind of hard to put your mind around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Interesting.
I know it is. 65% of Americans, James, say they would support this as their national food. I would agree.
65%?
65%. What do you think?
Hamburger.
Nope.
Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dog.
Nope.
It's not a hot dog?
Come on.
French fry.
Bacon, man.
Oh, that makes sense.
Bacon.
Yeah, that's a good
national
good
food, bacon.
I would have said hot dog. Hey, that's the one we eat on the 4th of July at the eating contest.
Bacon, man. All right. James, Swap Shop next hour. Coming your way. News Talk 930, KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock.
It's everyone, but you stay so cool. I'm on your keto.